We are on Daf, Lamed Beis, Amid Aleph. Let us again start when the lines start getting wide. Mitzvah minatera lifreik avaloi litain. We hear in the Mishnah that there's a mitzvah of prike, there's no mitzvah of teine. So the Gemara asks, my avol loy litain. What does that mean? There's no mitzvah of tine. Ilema avol loy litain klal. There's no such mitzvah. Maishna prike dechsiv ozaiv tazaiv imoy. Tine nami hachsiv hokem tokim imoy. So there's a mitzvah of tine also. Ela mitzvah min haptoire lifroik bechinam v'loilitain bechinam ela beschar. The Tana of a Mishnah holds is a mitzvah of prike bechinam v'loilitain bechinam ela beschar. Rav Shimon Omer af litain bechinam. Now, before we go further, let us just mention there's a tremendous machlokes arishayim how to translate this Gemara. The shittes arosh is mitzvah min ha-toire lifroik bechinam means that he cannot demand schar for his work. Now, if he has a malache, he's a bottle mimalachtoi, so then he's demanding schar for the bitl malache, not for the work, for the bitl malache. So that's a taich mitzvah min ha-toira lifroik bechinam. Bechinam means v'loi litain bechinam. Bechinam means, so let's say, again, mitzvah in a Torah lifroik bechinam means if he doesn't have any work, he's jobless. So then there's a mitzvah lifroik bechinam. There's no bitl malache, he doesn't have a job, so lifroik bechinam. V'loi litain bechinam ela b'schar, that means when it comes to teine, he gets paid for it. He asks for schiras. That is the shitas horosh. So litain bechinam means when there's no bitl malache, then it's bechinam. If there's bitl malache, then I get paid for my bitl malache. But let's not talk about that. Litain b'schar means that I can ask money for the teine. I can ask money for the teine. Let's just try a little to be masba this. That, let's say, for example, by Hashavas Haveda, there is a chesaron mamon. So there the din is, you shouldn't ask money for it. Only I can get paid for my hefset. Als my hefset is this bitl malacha, I can, and you're losing money, that's why I should, but what's, I'm also losing money. So there's a din of bitl malacha. But if there's no bitl malacha, so I'm not permitted to get paid a schiris for being meishiv daveda. There is a chesaron mamon. By teine, there's no chesaron mamon. Maybe there's a menias areva. There's no chesaron mamon over here by teine. So then you want me to be taim your aveda, your behemoth. So then the din is, I can ask schiras for it. So this is the shitas horosh. Chinam means when there's no bitl malacha, it's bechinam. And schar means when there's no bitl malacha, I can ask schiras for the pula that I'm doing. The shittes haran was, as we'll see, the sugya progresses, we'll try to understand the Makairas are both Shitas. The Shitas Haran is Mitzvah Livroik Bechinam means if there is Bittul Melache, you have to do it Bechinam. If there is Bittul Melache, you have to do it Bechinam. Don't tell me, you have to do it Bechinam. And Litoin Beschar means that if there is Bittul Melache, I can mon my Bittul Melache. So Schar means Bittul Melache, and Chino means I don't have to pay you even for the Bittul Melache. So now we have two translations what Chino means. If Chiman means where there's no Bittul Melache, or when there's Bittul Melache, there's no Shal, that's the Shita Sarosh. And the Shita Saran is that Bechinam means afilu there is Bittul Melache, you have to do it Bechinam. And Beschar means only if there's Bittul Melache. If there's Bittul Melache, yeah, you can mon the Bittul Melache by Teine. Rab Shimon Oimer af litain Bechinam. Rab Shimon says, no, af litain Bechinam. That means that though Sai Teina and Sai Perika, everything is Bechinam. And again, we have this Machlekes, what Chinam means. If Chinam means, afilu when there is Bittul Melache, that is the Shita Saran, or Chinam means when there's no Bittul Melache. Tanina loho de tono rabono. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah is araya, this is araya then to Abaraisa. Perika bechinam, tino beschar. Rab Shimon Oimer, zu vizu bechinam. Mai tamayu de rabono. Now what is the time of the rabonon that hold that Tina is Bishar, the E Salkedaitoch ke Rab Shimon, if we hold like Rab Shimon, Lichtoiv Rachmone Teine, let the Teire Vaitine Vloi Boi Prike, Vana Amino Umatino de Les Botzar Balechayim. V'lekech esorin kis chayiv prika de'is botzar balei chayim v'chesorin kis leikoshken l'olamai hilches ekos v'rachmonem loimer lecho prika bechinam tina bescha. Now I'd like to mention the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. Let us again see the Lashon of Gemara. The Gemara says that the Tanna Kamma holds Disal Kedaitach Kerab Shimon, that what the Tine is also Bechinim. Lichtoiv Rachmona Teine, so let the Torah say Teina, which is Bechinam. V'loi boi prike, and I don't need prike, I have a kavochema, if Teine is Bechinam. Now, let's say according to the Rosh, Bechinam means, when there's no Bittul Melache, it's Bechinam. Is Lichtoiv Rachmona Teina, so let the Torah write Teina. V'loi boi prike, and I'll also know that prika also, when there's no bittul meloche, it's bechinam. V'ana amina omatina deles beitzar balechayim lekech zonkis chayev bechinam, where there's no bittul meloche. Prika deisbo tzar balechayim vechesorinkis lekoshke. Why does it have to say prika? That means if we will say that Tine is equivalent to Ashavas Aveda. Ashavas Aveda is Bechinam, unless it's Bittul Melache. So if we will say it's equivalent to Ashavas Aveda, let the Torah say Teina. So now Teina is Bechinam when there's no Bittul Malachi. Avada Givis Brike will be Bechinam when there's no Bittul Malachi, because Brike is Tzav Alechaim, Chesaron Kis. So why did the Torah have to write Brike? So the Brike is Miyuta. So from the Brike I see that Teine is Bishar. And that's why the Torah had to write Brike. That means if we would say Teina alone, according to the Rosh, if we would say Teina alone, so I would say Teine, it's a mitzvah ben Odom lachaveiroi, like a Shabbos Aveide. So if we would say Teina alone, I would say on my own accord that Teina is Bechinam, like a Shabbos Aveide is also Bechinam. You only get money if there's Bittul Meloche. But when there's no Bittul Meloche, just like a Shabbos Aveide is Bechinam, so Teina is also Bechinam. So I would know that Teina is Bechinam, just like a Shabbos Aveide is Bechinam. So Prike, the Gibis will be Bechinam, because Prike, there's Tzav Aleichayim, and then Chasor and Kis, it's also Bechinam. So let it only say Teina, and I know everything. Now this Prike is a sore thumb. So why does he have to say Prike? So from Prike, I know that I can't learn out from Teina. Because if Teina is Bechinam, Prike is Icha Bechinam, so why didn't he Prike? So al kochach, the prike is, if the Torah had the right prike, so al kochach, that's a gile, that Teina is unique. That Teina, you can mon schiris for your pula. Afilo, I'm not botul mimaloch, I'm jobless. I can mon schiris for Teina. So that is why the Torah wrote prike to be megale, that Teina is better than Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda, there's chesor and kis. There you have to do it for free. There's no chesor and kis over here. This is only perhaps Nias Areva. So here I can ask Schiris from it. This is how the Rosh learns Pshat. And let's go a little further. V'Rab Shimon my time it. What is the time of Rav Shimon? That means we have the same kasha. Rav Shimon says, let us remember, according the way we're saying now, prike is extra. Let it say Teina. I'll know Teina is Bechinam, and I'll know prike is also Bechinam. So why does it say prike? Rav Shimon, my time, why does Rav Shimon say that both are Bechinam? Mishum dolei mesayim mikroi. Because I don't know which posik is speaking about prike, and which posik is speaking about Teina. So therefore, if we'd only say, what's your kasha? Let it say Teina, and then I'll call shkein prike. So why do you need prike? I got news for you. If we'd only say one posik and say this posik is speaking about prike, and I would not know Teina. I would not know Teina. Rab Shimon, my time, mishum de loy mesay mikroy, because it's loy mesay mikroy. That's why you need two psukim. So that means if we would only say one posik, I would say this posik is speaking about prike. There's a chiyuv of prike. Prike is a fashleitzer, it's bechinam like a Shabbos Aveide. But I only say there's a chiyuv of prike. I would not know Bechlal this Achiev of Teina. I would know Bechlal this Achiev of Teina. That's why it has to say a second posik to tell me this Achiev of Teina also. That's a need the second posik. That is according to the Rosh. Now, but let's just go a little further. V'rabonon amayloi mesay mikro. What do you mean, I don't know which posik is speaking about Teina and which posik is speaking about prike? Hochoksiv roiveitz tachas masoi. Here it says roiveitz tachas masoi. That is speaking about prike. Roiveitz tachas masoi. Hosam ksiv noiflem baderech, that deromu inu utunayu buuche. The behemoth fell, the masui fell, so then there's a mitzvah of hokim tokim, there's a mitzvah to. Rab Shimon noiflem baderech inu utunayu ilavayu mashme. So, Rav Shimon says, no, Noiflem Baderech does not necessarily mean that the Masui fell off the Behemoth. Noiflem Baderech means the Behemoth fell together with the Masui. And now the Behemoth can't get up because there's a Masui on top of it. So what do you have to do? So you have to make Perike in order to get the Behemoth up. So if it would only say one Posik, I would say there's a Chiyuv of Perike. Prike, begin on, versteht sich jetzt, it's chasoren kiss, it's like a Shabbos Aveide, if he's not bottle, me melachtoi, you don't have to pay him. That's what I would say. I have a posuk of prike, I would say it's equivalent to Shabbos Aveide, but teine, where there's no chasoren kiss, maybe bachlau, there's no chiv, there's a chiv, there's no chesaron kis, maybe b'chad, it's not doimet ha-shabbos ha-veide. Shabbos ha-veide is chesaron kis, prik is chesaron kis, tina, who's is b'chal de such a chiyah? That's why it has to say the second posik. But not after I have two psukim, I say, ooh, so the one is miyut. The second posik is telling me there's a chiyah of tina. But after I know there's a chiyah of tina, it's vital like a Shabbos Aveide. There's also, it's equivalent to a Shabbos Aveide. You're saying that the Tanakhama said that why do you need a posik of prike? I can learn a prike from tina. Fine. So the posik of prike is being megale that tina is not like a Shabbos Aveide. Tina, you can demand, schiris for the tina. Because else the pasuk of prike is miyuta. So according to the Tanakhama, we are proving from the extra pasuk of prike that tina is unique. Tina, you can demand schiris. That's if you know which pasuk is tina and which pasuk is prike. So then you have a merdeka kash, let it say tina, which Misvore chitzayna, I would say it's like a Shavas Aveda, which is bechinam, there's no bitul malach, and I'll know how to give us prike. So the prike is meyuta, so the prike is coming to tell us a chiddush in tina, that tina is unique. That tina you can mount schiris. That is, if I know which posik is tina and which posik is prike, then you have a good kasha. Rab Shimon says, I have two psukim, I don't know which posik. If I would say any posik, I would say this is prike. I would say this posik is prike. Neuflim can be prike. Zivtazev can be prike. So it says one posik, I'll say the whole chiyuv is only prike. That's like a Shabbos Aveide. It's chesaron and kiss. The behemoth, if you won't take it off, the behemoth is going to be gnizik. So that's a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveide. Te'ine, b'chlona mitzvah. I have to go and help him load his animal. Let him go and hire someone. So I would think b'chlal is no mitzvah of tine. That's why the Torah that tells us there's a mitzvah of tine. After I know there's a mitzvah of tine, so it's right like a Shabbos Aveide. That's also b'chinam, but there's no bitul melach. Now let us see Rashi. The less bei chesaron kis, im lo yitain. Tina, there's no chesaron kis. If you won't be tain, there's no chesaron kis. Prike is bei chesaron kis. Shebehema nishberes tachas masof. You won't make prike, so the behema is going to get kinesit. So now, the Tanakhama said, let it say te'ine, and it shouldn't say prike. Why does it say prike? Leimeloch prike bechinam. Avoltine leinitz taveisa ela beschar. Tine is only beschar. Hilkach. he likes if prike, if it would not say prike, he likes us a prike. For us, mikal v'chaymer mitehine, and I learn out prike kal v'chaymer mitehine, hava amino, dayoi lovoi minadin liyeis kenodoi, matine beschar, af prike beschar. Now, we have to know, this is a shvera Rashi. Now, what did Rashi say? Rashi said over here, if it would only say te'ine, I would say, prik is also beschar. Now, Rashi assumes that it would say tine, so I would assume tine is beschar. And if I'd have to learn out prike from te'ine, so I'd say prike is also beschar. So why did the Torah have to write prike? To tell me that prike is bechina. Now, Rashi assumes that if it would say tina alone, tina would be beschar. We said according to the Rosh Nitazoi, we said according to the Rosh, if it would say tina alone, so tina would be bechina. Tina would be bechina, because tina is, again, chinam according to the Rosh means there's no bitul malach, it's bechina. I would say tina, I would say it's like a Shabbos Aveide. So why does it have to say prike? So the prike is megale that the tina is bescha. Because if tina is like a Shabbos Aveide, so prike is also like a Shabbos Aveide, so why do you need prike? So the prike is coming to tell us that tina is unique, that it is bescha, I come on, schiris for me. It's not like a Shabbos Aveide. That is according to the Rosh. Rashi says, benhapachu. Rashi says, if it would say tina, I would say tina is bescha, and therefore I would say prike is also bescha. So why did the Torah write prike to tell me prike is bechina? So according to Rashi, the prike was written to tell me prike is bechina. According to the Rosh, the prike was written to tell me that tina is bescha. Now, that's some of the devre. Rav Shloime says that Rashi learns like Taran. Rashi learns like Taran. So now we're going to see what Rashi is saying. We have to understand Teitschwerter. According to Taran, schar means not payment for my work. Schar means bitul malochim. So now, Rashi says, if it would say te'ine, so I would say te'ine, yechayim, this is schar bitul malochim. It's like a Shabbos Aveide. I mean, if I would say Liyibucha Evyei. So I would say, I could demand my Bitul Malacha. So if it would say Tine, I would say Tine is Beschar. And if it wouldn't say Perike, I would say, no, I learn a Perike from Tine. So Perike is also Beschar. I'll be able to get Bitul Malacha. That's why the Torah had to write Perike, that I'm not learning out Perike from Tine. Perike is Chayiv al Tzaba Lechayim. That's the Kal V'chomer. Now we'll understand something Meiridik. If the Chayiv is al Hashavas Aveide, Nebuch, you're just like Hashavas Aveide, You're losing money. There's a chiyuv amit to help you. So I'm also a yid. You're losing money. I'm losing my job if I return it to you. So therefore, the din is there's a din schar of bitul meloche. Prike, the chiyuv is al tzar balechayim. So tzar balechayim is a mitzvah al tzar balechayim. So I'm losing a day's work. So what if you're losing a day's work? And then when you go and buy an S, you don't lose a day's work. What's your taina? You're losing a day's work. If the chiyuv is al yene has a hefsid, if the chiyuv is because yene has a hefsid, so I also have a hefsid. he's losing. I'm also losing. I'm losing a day's work today. So then the klal is that you're not mechuyev to lose because of his loss. Then there's a din of lechiba chevye. But prike is al tzar balechayim. Tzar balechayim is nothing to do. Yenim said this, that you're not allowed to let a behemah have tzar. So memelas, I'm losing this. Because of this mitzvah, I can't work today. No, because of mitzvah, just like when you buy an esri, you can't work also. You say, I won't buy an esri because I'm losing a day's work. There's a mitzvah of tzar balechayim. So Rashi learns like the Ran. So Rashi learns, schar means bittel meloche. That's how Rashi learns. Schar means bittel meloche. So memele, so if it would only say tina, I would assume that there's a chiv of schar of bittel meloche. And if it wouldn't say prike, and the only way I would know that din prike is, the only way I would know that din prik is a kal v'chaima from tinis, I would say dayoy. That means I would say, if it doesn't say prik and b'chlaun, the whole chiv is al kal v'chaima from tinis. So say, just like by tinis, there's a din I can fod a bitl meloche. So prik I could also fod a bitl, because I only know it from tinis. That's why it says prik. So now there's a new mechayev of prik al tzar balei chayim, and that's bechinam. And afilu this bittel meloche, you mechuyev to do it for free. That is the Rashi. Rashi learns like the Shitas Aran. Yes. Now. I thought a raya from Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Ran. We had a Gemara daf lamed aleph on the base. The Gemara asks Akasha, why do you need a posik by a Shavas Aveide? Why do you need a posik by Priketine? Everything is hefsid moment. Why do you need three psukim? So the Gemara says as follows. If it would say Ashavas Aveide, the Balabos is not here. So then there's a chiv on me to be Meshim the Veide. I'm going to leave it here. So, I mean, he's going to lose it. Avol hani tarti, but tine uprike de isa lemore bahado emoloi. But I would think Tina or Prika, there's no fear b'chlal on me whatsoever. The Balabos is there. Zakhtrashi, the Isa Lamori, the Chsiv Imoi. It's speaking about that the Balabos is there. Eimayachzer ache bnei odom v'yiske. So if it wouldn't say any posik, so I would say Tina or Prika, you're there. You have a problem. You need someone to be toying your behemoth. So you have a problem? Go hire a worker. Well, Shabbos Aveda, you're never. Your Aveda is lost. So then there's a chiv on me to return it to you. Tina or Prike, go hire someone. So I would think that's the din. Side by Prike, side by Tina. You need a worker, go and look up in the classified ads, where you can call up a worker. I mean, I'm passing by, Yankel, you call me over, I should make Prike Tina. You can take care of your problems. Why am I machuyin? So, without a posik, I would say Prike Utina, let him hire a worker. That's why it says a posik tina, prik and tina. Now let's talk about tina. If we will say that Rashi holds like the Rosh, so what was nischadish by tina? That means without the posik, I would say hire a worker. And with the posik, the Rosh says, you hire me. You have to pay me. So why do you need a posik of tina? If Rashi holds like the Ran, so it's very good. that Rashi holds like the Ran. So if without a pasuk of Tina, I would say you have a problem. You have to load. You have to put the masi on your behemoth. You have a problem. Hire someone. So Tosafot said, no. There's a mitzvah of Tina. You saw Yankel pass by. It's Yankel. He should help you to be toyim. So Tina is talking. First, if there's a mitzvah malachi, you'll have to reimburse him. So that's very good. If Rashi learns like the Ran, the way Rav Shlomo says. But if Rashi would learn like the Rosh, so what was Nischadish in the Parsha of Tina? It shouldn't say Bechlal Tina. So just like he has to hire a worker, hire this person. So here is a raya that Rashi learns like the Ran. Now, let us go a little further, and we'll understand there's a big problem over here. So the Gemara is according to Rav Shimon, so let's say we're learning now that Rashi learns like the Ram. Rashi learns like the Ram that if it would say Te'ine, I would say Te'ine is Beschar. Beschar means Bittl Meloche. And who would then Prike? So it says Prike to tell me that Prike is Bechinam and I don't even have to pay for Bittl Meloche. So the Gemara is, so what is Pshat and Rav Shimon? Why does Rav Shimon hold that both are Bechinam? We can't let it say Tine. I mean, we have here the Cheshbon of the Chachomim. Loi Mesai Mikroi L'mashmoi is Tine. I don't have a posik that tells me that this is Tine. Hilkech Iksiv Chad Avamina L'prikos. I say it's going on Prikot. You have to be poetic. Samo says, no, he learned that the behemoth and the masi fell. Now, we have to understand, according to Rashi, according to the Ram, what did Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon said that if it would say one posik, I would say it's speaking about prike, and it's bechinam. So that's why. I said, why does he have to say two psukim? Tell me that there's also chiyuv on tina, but both are bechinam. So kan shayla ben, if you have one posik, why should you say it's bechinam? Why should it be bechinam? We see, according to the Chachamim, I have a posik of Te'ine, and under the posik of Te'ine, I would say is Beschar. Beschar means Bittl Meloche, like every Yeshavas Abayde. Now it says an extra posik, Prike, so the extra posik is telling me, Prike is unique. That's Bechina. You can't even mon Bittl Meloche. That is according to the Tanakam. According to Rav Shimon says, well, we would say one posik, I'd say, it's speaking about Prike, and it's Bechinam. I wouldn't know Bechal Tine. So it says another Pasuk Tine, also Bechinam. So the Achayinim ask Fakert. I would say one Pasuk, I say it's Fakert. You need a Raya that it's Bechinam. So if I say one Pasuk, I say Prike is Beschar. Maybe Tine is Bechal Nochim. It says another Pasuk, Afilu Tine. How did Rav Shimon figure out that both are Bechinam? Bishloim, according to the Rosh, Bechina means you don't pay him schiris. Bechina means you pay him into Malach. Like a Shavas Abayda. So it's very good. But according to Rashi, Bechina means you have to do it for free. And you lose money, you lose money. So Mehechitesi. This is a kasha that they ask on the Ran, and the Pnei Shu asks this kasha, and Rav Shloime asks this kasha. Bachsich Meir, Pshat is as follows. If we would say one posik, I would say the posik is telling me that there's a chiyuv of prike. The chiyuv of prike, the Gemara says, what, not tine. What is the maila of prike over tine? Because prike is al tzar bar lechayim. That's one posik, it's talking about prike. If prike is tzar balechayim, so if the chiyuv is tzar balechayim, there's no concept whatsoever of layibach avyayim. If there's a chiv al tzar balei chayim, the behem is betzar, I have one pasuk, and the pasuk is telling me that you will chuyiv to make brik. Why do I say brik and not dina? Because brik is tzar balei chayim. So I'm assuming that the chiv of brik is al tzar balei chayim. Now, if the chiv is al tzar balei chayim, I would have a havamina that I can mon bittel meloche. Layibacha Evyain is only a tiny if the whole mitzvah is based on his hefsid. I'm also a yid. So why do you have to think of him more than me? But if the Torah says there's a chiyuv of brike, and the pasuk is telling me brike, so the chiyuv of brike is, and why do I say speaking about brike? Because brike is tzar balei chayim. If the chiyuv is al tzar balei chayim, b'chlal's not applicable to Yibach HaEvyayim. What is Yibach HaEvyayim? The behemoth isn't better than me. Mainly what the behemoth is here, it's the chiyuv al tzar balei chayim. That's why you have to do this mitzvah. Just like you have to buy an esrog and you don't ask a kasha, oh, I'll lose a day's work. I mean, that's the mitzvah. So if it would only say one pasuk, I say it would be prike and bechinam taka, because the chiyuv is al tzar balei chayim. Now the Torah said a second pasuk. So the second pasuk, well, if it's not prike, it's telling me tina. But now, why did the Torah write it so batlonish? The Torah wrote, that means each pasuk, if you look at it, al mishkol rishen, it means prike. Reivitz Tachas Matzoi means prike, Neuflin Badarach means prike. So each posik mitzad asmoi would mean prike. Als yito, I'm saying, no, I can't mean prike, because I have two psuk, I have already a posik, but then it means tina. But the Torah wrote it in such an oifen that it looks like prike, so that means since without the first pasuk, I would say this pasuk means prik and it is bechinam. So even though, and that the Torah wrote it in such an oifen that I should understand it means prik and it is bechinam. So now that I have a first pasuk that I know prik already, so evagili this is talking about tine, but the chiyuv of tine is the way the mashmois of the pasuk would be without the gili of the first pasuk. And since the mashmois of the pasuk is it should be bechinam, because the mashmois of the pasuk is it's prik, so memela this halacha remains. So that lochayda is the svar of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that Sai Prike and Sai Tine are bechinam. Omar Rove, now let us go a little further. Omar Rove, midivrei shneyem nilmat, Sai from the Tanakame, and Sai from Rav Shimon, nilmat, Tzar Balei Chaim Deraisa. We have a limud that Tzar Balei Chaim is a Deraisa. Now the Tanakame, Zichra held like that. Let's learn the Vayelet Rashi. That the Talmud Muhammad, because the Tanakame had a problem, let it say Teine. And I'll know that it's Bischar, which means Bittul Meloche. And I will learn out prike akal v'chaimer from tine because of tzar balei chayim. That's the kal v'chaimer. That's. So why does it say prike to tell me that this is better than tine and this is bechinam and you don't have to pay for bittul melochim? So from the Tanakame you see this concept that he holds Tzar Balei Chaim Deraisa. Vafilu Rav Shimon Leikoma, Vafilu Rav Shimon Leikoma Elam Mishum Delay Misai Mikroi. Because Delay Misai Mikroi, I don't know which posik is, I wouldn't know, I would say each posik is Prika, that's what it has to say, Tupsukim. And Avam Misai Mikroi, Doshina Kavachoima. Mishum mai lav mishum tzar balei chayim darshin. So memele, Sorov has said, from both of them we see, Zakasha deshites, Yochai can prove from Rav Shimon that the reason that one pasuk you would say is speaking about prika is because I assume it's prika, because I would say is the chiyuv is al tzar balei chayim. But kaponim, you see, there's such a concept of tzar balei chayim. That's why I would define the pasuk by prika, according to Rav Shimon. And according to the Tanakhama, I have a kal v'chaymer. And then as the Yitra, I say, it's coming to tell us that it's Bechino. And the whole thing Bechino is because of Tzar Balei Chayim. So the Gemara says, no, what's the Raya? Agavucha, there's a whole tumult, where do we see there's such a concept of Tzar Balei Chayim? But we know there's such an idea of Tzar Balei Chayim. Others say, it's Halach L'mayt Shemi Sinai. Others say, V'rachma v'al kol ma'isov. The Gemara later in Bava Metzia says, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was nenash, that he told the eagle, L'kach neitzorta, V'rachma v'al kol ma'isov, k'siv. Others say that din, that you have to give your behemoth to eat before you eat yourself, that's also what Tzar Balei Chayim. You're going to eat first and then that. Then you tell the behemoth, I'm stopping the mood. No, first you have to give your behemoth, and then you'll eat. It's also al Tzar Balei Chayim. So Rava said that Tzar Balei Chayim is a d'rais. So the Gemara says, my love mishum Tzar Balei Chayim, darshinen, my love mishum Tzar Balei Chayim, darshinen. So Rava says, no, dilma mishum de'ike chesoren kis. No, maybe, that what I say, that prike is more chomor than teine, is because by prike there's chesoren kis. That means if you're going to let this masi on the behemoth is going to collapse. You're going to lose the behemoth pretty soon. How long can I carry this masi? Masha'in came teine, there's no chesoren kis. So Memela, maybe that's the Kal V'chaimah. The Kal V'chaimah is Prika des Chesoron Kis, and Tina, there's no Chesoron Kis. Still me Mishum Dike Chesoron Kis. Bochikoma. Uma Teine, the less Bochesoron Kis. Chayev. Is Prika des Chesoron Kis. Like Hoshkeim. So why does it have to say Prikas? It's going to say Prikas, and only Prikas Bechinam.
We're
talking about that he has a behemoth that's ungeladen with a masi. Now what's pshat in this masi? This is the produce from his field. He's going with the behemoth to the shuk. He wants to sell his produce and Lamaise, if you're not going to help him load the behemoth, so he's going to miss the market. So there's also chesoron kis. Who told you that the posik of Tine is speaking about when there's no chesoron kis? If you tell me Tzar Balei Chayim lav deraise, and the whole Kal V'chaimer is because prika des chesoron kis, and Tine there's no chesoron kis, who told you Tine there's no chesoron kis? Milo yaskin and the hochi v'hochi. If you won't help him, this bottle mishuki. Inami osi ganvi v'shotli kol madike bade. If he's going to look for a worker, what are you going to say that I shouldn't help him? So what does he have to do? He has to go now and look for a worker. He's going to look for a worker, and in the meantime, he's going to leave over the produce on the ground and the behemah here, and he's going to look for a worker. By the time he comes back, he'll have maybe a worker, but he won't have any work for him anymore because the produce will be taken care of already. Everyone took it for themselves. So could be Tine is also chesoron kis. So what's the Kal V'chaimah? So kochach is a raya. Tzar Balei Chayim is a deraisa. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Let us see what Rashi says. Midivrei shneim, midekomri tarvayu prika adife. Both of them say prika is adife. So what's the adife of prika over tine? A kocher tzar balachayim. A filler of shimele komaditzach lamichtev prika, elamishum delay mesayim mikro, kroiletine. Lavishum tzar balachayim. Och yale von Martin de Lecker Zabal Heim Khai Brike Dicke Zabal Heim Lekosh kein. So Morris says, no. Could be that the Zabal Heim was love the Reise. And the limus of Brike over Tina is that Brike is Yesh Bechason Kis and Tina is Ein Bechason Kis. So the Morris says, who told you that who told you that Tin is Ainbe Chason a kiss? Milo Yaskinon. Chien ha mikro medaber afa hoilech lischoiro. That he's taking the behema lischoiro, that the hochi bottle mishuke, if he'll be staying here, waiting to try to load the animal who missed the market. So the Gemara wants to say that, so lechoiro, if I assume that the pasuk If I assume that the Pasuk is speaking about Philo de Rizchason Kis, Zalkochoch, the Choymer of Priko Vatine is Tzar Balechai. Let us see Taisvis for 1 minute. Midivrei Shneim Nilma Tzar Balechaim Dereis. So Rabbi says that Tzar Balechaim is a Dereis. In Taima, Amai Oikrim Al Hamalochim It seems they used to cut off the hoofs from the animals that belonged to the melech to cover the melech that no one should use them anymore. So this is oikrim al melochim v'loy midarki hamoiri, and you're allowed to do this. But Taisves, but this tzar balechayim over here. I mean, when you cut off the hoofs from the animals. Is Tzar Balechayim. So if you say Tzar Balechayim is a deraisa, so how are you allowed to do it? V'yeshloima mishum de kovid melech v'nosi odif. Of the kovid melech v'nosi, we look away from Tzar Balechayim. K'moi bal tashchis de nitche mitnei kevoido. Just like there's no issa of bal tashchis, Ibn Kevoidom. So who adin? There's no iser of Tzar Balechayim. The unkris sorav al Ram Gamliel ayin monetzurit akamad davidizo. Now Rab Shloime asks a kasha on this Taisvis. Taisvis says that Bal Tashris is ichedi reise. Va'afal pikein. There's no Issa Bal Tashris, Unklis burnt Aram Gamliel, a lot of begodin. What's with Bal Tashris? So Baistois, Als Kvoida Nosi, Als Kvoida Melech, there's no Issa of Bal Tashris. So just like there's no Issa of Bal Tashris, Ruadin, there's no Issa of Tzar Balechayim, which is also what they write. That's what Taisvis says. So Rab Shloime asks, L'chayre, we have to understand the comparison that Taisus compares Bal Tashris to Tzar Balechai. The Isra of Bal Tashris means destruction without a purpose. That's the Taish Bal Tashris. So Memele, if there's a purpose in the destruction, that's not called destruction. That's not called Hashchose. So Memele, Bishloime, if Kovid Malchus comes about through this, so there's no Issa of Bal Tashris. But here there's a din of Tzar Balechayim, so but how can Taisvis compare that just like there's no Issa of Bal Tashris, of Kvoid Malchus, there's no Issa of Tzar Balechayim. Kvoid Malchus makes, it's not, there's a tachlis, there's a tayelis. So that's not called ashchosa, that's not called destruction, that's called accomplishment. But Tzav Balechaim, what is Mata Tzav Balechaim? This kasha, Rav Shloime asks on Taisvist, and Daf Sechmir, Taisvist, and the Avodah Zorah asks this kasha. Taisvist and the Avodah Zorah says, Bishloim, Taisvist asks this kasha, Bishloim, Mishum Bal Tashchis Lekim, the Kivin, the Lechvoidei, Shel Melech Oysen, Ein Kanesh Chosah. This is what Rav Shloime asks on our Taisvist. That's my Taisvist in Avodah Zorah. Says clearly, this kasha, you can't compare Tzav Balechaim to Bal Tashchis. That's, if not Pshat in Taisvist. Like also Taisvist in Avodah Zorah says a Teres. Taisvist says that the Kvod Malchus is a covet of Klal Yisrael. It's a covet of, not only a covet of, it's a covet of Klal Yisrael. So the covet HaRabim is Doichet Tzav Balechaim. This is a covet of Klal Yisrael. Not a comparison to Bal Tashchis. That's what Taisvist answers in Avodah Zorah. But our Taisvist that compares Tzav Balechaim to Bal Tashchis, it's not so posh to understand. V'oi, then Taisvist says another time. The kivin dechsiv esusayim teoker kal litchois mipnei hamelech. Now this is also very unclear. Taisvus and Avodah Zorah, esusayim teoker was a mitzvah from the Novi. There was a mitzvah to be oker the process of the susim of the oivim. That was a susim toker to take away the susim was the power of the soine. So there was a susim toker. So there was a tzivim mitzad the Novi. So since it says a susim toker, kalitreis mnei amelach. So it's not clear this teretz also. Now, mi lo yaskino. So now, our Gemara said, no, it has to be outside Balachayim. The alimus of prika over tine has to be outside Balachayim. You can't say that the alimus is, you can't say that the alimus is because of chsorin kis, mila yaskinen dodohi vahohi botul mishuke. So a kochoch meant by tina this also chesor and kis. And the Gemara makes a kalvach ima of prika over tina. So a kochoch, the kalvach ima is because of tzav balechaim. Vim taima, mikol mokim nidrish kalvach ima, mitaine the less by chesor and kis. So Taisvus asks a moridike kasha. Taisvus says, that could be that the posik of Tine is also speaking about a case when there is chesaron kis. That could be. But the mitzvah of Tine is ichas speaking about a case when there's nothing. The Torah doesn't say it's a mitzvah of Tine when he's going to miss the shuk, or when he finds himself in Harlem, and if he goes away, everything is going to be stolen. I mean, the Torah said there's a mitzvah of Tine. So the mitzvah of Tine is applicable if there's no chesaron kis. So Memeila, that's the Kal Vachoma. The Kal Vachoma. So why do I need a posik of Prike if there's a mitzvah of Tine? When there's no chesaron kis, so Avada Givis, there's a mitzvah of Prike. So why do I need a mitzvah of Prike? So Koch is coming to tell me that Prike is Bechina. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Could be the Kal Vachomer is taken from Tine when there's no chesaron kis. The Shloima of Taisvus, given the Tine sheyesh bo chesaron kis. But I have a posik of Tine. The posik is speaking about ain by chesaron kis and yesh by chesaron kis. Now, even the teenage sheyesh bochesor and kisa. So I from the kal vachaima, let's forget about it. The bar teenage sheyesh bochesor and kisa. I have a posik teenage sheyim bochesor and kisa. And there is a din of tina pischa. Why do I need a posik of prike? Prike is a kolshkein. So prike is telling me that prike is bechina. Fine. So now I know prike. Prike sheyesh bochesor and kisa. Is bechina, tine she'ein bachason kis is beschar. Fine. Oh, now, kiven. Now, what will kiven the tine she'yesh bachason kis? So, what will be now tine she'yesh bachason kis? Le'yavi beschar. That won't be beschar because that was my whole kal v'chaima. That the apostle Kaprik is coming to tell me since there is chesaron kis, so it's bechina. So it'll come out, what will be a te'ine that has chesor and kis, will also be bechina. The have a bescha, the maisha mi prike. In Cain, avtine, the less by chesor and kis, nami have a bechina, it's one posik. It's one posik. If you're gonna tell me that chesor and kis is mechaye bechina, so then, te'ine sheyesh pechason kis also has to be mechayev bechina. And I have one pasuk of tina. I can't answer on two chasendas and say that this tina is it bischar, is it not bischar? I mean, so if this tina is also koilu atine sheyesh pechason kis, and you're telling me that yesh pechason kis is bechina, so all tina has to be bechina. So memele uprike. So why does it say prike? Uprike nichtav lidroi shum drosha acheres. So that is pshat the Gemara's kasha. That means if you will say that the only maila, the sole maila of prike over tina is because of a chesaron kis, so then you can't say the whole shtik teira. Because it'll come out tina sheyesh be chesaron kis will also be bechinam, and then I'll koch, then I'll say that the posuk priest prik is coming for drosha acheres. So if the Gemara was machriach, that prik is bechinam, I'll koch herself the mile of tzabalichayim.